There was an old saying that the camera never lies, and the camera mightn't lie, but the photograph you were looking at most certainly in many cases does. And the development of photo editing software and the sophistication of photo editing software means it's becoming more and more difficult to see if the picture you are looking at is accurately reflective of what the picture originally was, or has it been touched up and enhanced in any way. And research has been carried out recently in Warwick University, and it shows that 40% of us just couldn't detect whether or not a picture had been doctored. Sophie Nightingale of Warwick University is on the line. Sophie, good morning to you.
Good morning, hi.
Sophie, I recall there was a discussion in the NUJ's own internal magazine several years ago that a photograph in a paper which had in any way been edited or doctored or photoshopped in any way should have a clear symbol in the top right-hand corner, clearly telling readers and clearly telling people looking at that picture had in some respect been doctored. It would appear that the idealism perhaps behind having a protocol like that simply hasn't happened.
Yeah, I think you're right that, you know, it's really common now to see fake photos in newspapers, magazines, online. And there was a move to try and get some sort of protocol to indicate to people when photos had been edited. But a lot of the research actually showed that that protocol wasn't very effective, and actually warning signs could even make people sort of more aware of the editing and sort of draw on negative thoughts, negative beliefs more than when it wasn't there. So I think that still needs to be worked on a lot more, actually.
Now, there are some photo edits which are quite obvious. I recall several years ago, an England football manager at the time was nicknamed Turniphead, and a couple of papers were superimposing his face onto a turnip. You see pictures of a minister during budget time. If it's a really harsh budget, the minister's face is transplanted onto Scrooge. If it's a giveaway budget, the minister's face is transplanted onto Santa Claus. They're quite obvious. We know what's happened there. But there are other areas, particularly I feel if we're to believe the anecdotal evidence in things like the fashion magazines, where the pictures, there is a question mark over, is any picture that now appears on the front of a fashion magazine actually original and actually undoctored?
Yeah, definitely. You make a really good point there. Not every manipulation is going to be really, really difficult to detect, but ones like we see when models are airbrushed, when celebrities are airbrushed, I mean, it's so hard to tell, isn't it? They have professionals who make those changes, and I don't know. It's so hard. So, you know, we're in a place where people are being fooled day in, day out, and it's just, I believe it's just not right. It's, you know, something needs to happen.
There is a debate over whether or not that manipulation of photographs then leads particularly young girls perhaps into feeling that they need to meet an ideal which actually in reality doesn't exist. How serious an issue is that, do you believe?
I believe it's a very serious issue, and actually you're right, it's predominantly girls, but also boys are being affected by this as well. So we are being exposed increasingly to the media's ideal of beauty and thinness standards, and people, you know, they're just trying, or they think that they need to match up to this. They're aspiring to it, and it's not possible. You know, there's a lot of research, a lot of psychological research showing that these, you know, exposure to these sorts of images is linked to psychological problems, and actually it's linked to dangerous eating and exercise behaviour. So I think it's a very serious problem.
The research done in Warwick University found that 40% of the time people couldn't tell if a photo has been manipulated or not. And I have to be honest, if I am to be honest, what surprises me most about that figure is that 60% of the time people could.
Yeah, well, I mean, so we showed people 10 different photographs, 5 original and 5 manipulated, and they had a go at sort of indicating whether they thought that each image had been altered or not. So, I mean, it's not entirely true that, you know, people might have got one right here or there, and some people might have got 5 right. But if we think about the fact there were 2 response options, so people could say, yes, that photo's been altered, or no, it hasn't, that means that chance performance is 50%. And we found that overall, 62% of the images were classified correctly. Now, that means that people are only just performing above chance, so they would have done almost as well if they just guessed randomly, which is quite worrying.
One of the pictures that you use as an example, and I have it in front of me, is two pictures side by side of a man standing outside a house on a road in what looks like a fairly normal standard suburban town. On the picture on the left, there are two bins. On the picture on the right, those bins have been removed, and we just see the pillars on a wall. Obviously, the pillars on the wall have been doctored into the photograph, but I have to be honest, I certainly would not have been able to say that there was anything suspect about that photograph at all. There is certainly nothing in the second photograph to show that it's been doctored, whereas what's actually happened is two quite prominent wheelie bins have in fact been utterly removed from that photograph. They're no longer there, and it's as though they never existed.
Yeah, and actually, in fact, it's the other way around. So those bins have been added. So just shows how difficult it is to know which one is the real one and which one is the fake. And, you know, I realise having some wheelie bins in an image or not isn't necessarily, you know, the consequences of that aren't so great, but it's sort of getting at the fact that people can't tell. So those wheelie bins could have been something else, and then that could have, you know, caused some serious problems if it had been something, you know, that really had a consequence.
There would have been a time perhaps when evidence, photographic evidence, might have been offered in a court of law to prove exactly, yes, there were wheelie bins there on the day. It would appear that we may be getting to the point where a photograph submitted as evidence to a trial might be absolutely suspect these days, unless there is some very, very clear way of being able to prove that a photograph has been manipulated, which brings me to the next question. Is it possible to tell, can you reverse engineer, as it were, on a computer and determine whether or not a photograph has been doctored?
Yeah, I mean, so your point about legal consequences is really important, because a lot of the legal guidelines are still based or haven't been updated enough to sort of adhere with the changes in digital technology. There's still a lot based on analog photography. Now, in terms of actually computer programs that can tell, there are some programs out there. There's the whole field of digital image forensics, and they're working on this, but I mean, they're still not perfect. They're still a series of different programs. You can't just put an image into a machine, click a button, and know if it's real or fake. There's a lot of work that has to go into it. And a lot of the time, people won't have access to these tools. A lot of people won't be able to afford to get experts in to do this sort of work for them. You know, so a lot of the time, we probably will have fake images used as evidence. And yeah, it's a problem.
We began this conversation speaking about the efforts some years ago to bring in some form of protocol that would be used to show in a newspaper or a publication that a photograph had in some way been doctored or had been edited. Are we any closer to such a protocol? Is it further away than ever? Or has technology overtaken us to the point that such a protocol now might almost be obsolete?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think that as digital technology continues to advance at such a rapid rate, it's going to get easier and easier to make visually compelling fake photos. And the challenge is really to keep up with it, you know, on the other side. So we need to keep trying to get this protocol right, or at least make it more difficult for people to create these fake photos and get away with it. But yeah, it's going to be difficult, that's for sure.
Sophie Nightingale of Warwick University, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us on the programme this morning.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. That's Sophie there, Sophie from the University of Warwick, and that whole issue of photographs and whether photographs are doctored or not doctored, it's a difficult one, and it's becoming more and more difficult to tell indeed whether or not a photograph has in some way been doctored.